You know how you get into a habit or a routine and you get comfortable with it? It makes you feel like you accomplished something or it's just a natural part of your day. But then something drastic changes and you get thrown off your routine. You feel off center and out of control. I want to share what threw me lately, how it affects my business, and how staging and moving can throw off your routine, but we can get you right back on track. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I have a certain habit. I think we all do, whether it's a daily habit, daily routine, we get up a certain way, whether it's we like to wake up to music or we wake up to that blaring alarm clock sound. You either go work out or take a shower, whatever it is, whatever your routine is, you're used to doing certain things a certain way, right? And same thing goes for my business. There are certain days that I work on certain parts of my business. I do posts on early in the week. I work on my podcast episodes and think of topics like later in the week. I record it towards the end of the week so I have it ready for Monday to be released. There's a certain routine to it, right? Well, speaking of podcasts, I just received an email from Spotify, which is what I use to record these podcasts. They sent me an email saying, hey, by the way, we're making some changes. And one of those changes is starting in June, you can no longer use their platform to record or edit the episodes. And I was like, wait, what? Like either on the mobile or on the website, you just can't. Now, you can definitely upload your pre-recorded podcasts or things like that. But you can't, you can't just record from the phone, which is the easiest way that I found to do these episodes. I'm all for keeping it simple. I'm not a razzle-dazzle kind of a gal when it comes to these episodes. You'll hear lots of ohms and pauses and things like that. I do have notes that I look at while I record these episodes, but the habit of doing this, now I'm faced with the options of either having to find a different platform to record them or just stop recording, which I'm not sure yet what I have to do, what I'm going to do, because I have to do some research now on what new way do I do this? How do I reach out to you guys? How do I give you the information that you're looking for when it comes time to stage your home and sell it or decorate it? You know, information out there, sometimes you guys prefer listening to a podcast. Some of you prefer reading it. That's perfectly fine. I do both. So now I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I have time. And time, I have until June, because it's February when I'm recording this. So I have some time to think about it and figure this out, whether I do a mad dash of, okay, I'm going to record a whole bunch of things and then just stop in June and say, okay, that's enough. And then you guys can binge listen to these episodes as you need them, right? I actually do have some playlists out there for just staging tips. I have a playlist on Spotify for, you know, if you're new to home staging, what are the certain questions that you ask, right? Or maybe you've already moved into your house and just like, I just need some decorating tips. I already have those playlists. So that's something that you guys can binge listen to if there's a topic on there, whether you're figuring out curtains or figuring out artwork, maybe you're trying to figure out color, maybe you're trying to figure out, you know, living room staging ideas, right? So there's lots of episodes for you to do. I actually have, this is episode 289. There's a lot of episodes for you guys to go through and listen to, and they're about 10 to 15 minutes long. So they're not really long. A lot of the other podcast episodes I've listened to are like an hour. I don't have an hour. I'm short and quick and to the point most times, right? I'm going to do some research on that. So I'll keep you guys posted as this comes along. But I, like I said, I have time. Same thing when it comes to staging your home and moving. You know the change is coming, but you have some time, hopefully. If you're in the military, you probably don't have a lot. We used to, you know, hurry up and wait. It's the typical military motto. For some of you had to deal with that. Like, you're getting orders and you're leaving in a month. What? Yeah. Or sometimes you have a little bit more time. Some of you, right? So yeah, so moving can throw you off your routine. Big time. Oh my gosh, that is a big change in your life, right? Staging is definitely going to be a change. If you're staging your home, it's going to feel different. It's not going to feel like your home anymore. But again, it's temporary. And then once you get through that phase, you're back in your normal routine. You come up with a new routine. You come up with a new way to get to work, or how you, you know, do your day or do your week or whatever, right? So change, yes, while it can be dramatic, it can get us out of our comfort zone, but it's going to happen, you know, whether it's, hey, we're having a baby, hey, we're moving, hey, we're staging, you know, okay, what do I have to do? And so, of course, you're in that research phase then, right? Well, if we're having a baby, well, what do we need to do to get ready? Okay, well, there's appointments, but I need to get the house ready. What do I? And so we're always looking for tips and tricks and people to talk to get information from them, right? So that's what I'm here for you, for staging tips. If you are, you know, moving soon and you realize, oh gosh, yeah, we need to get the house ready. What do I do, right? So you're going to go research and go find out, well, is this really for me? Do I want to do this? Is this going to be painful? Yeah, probably, but not really that bad. It just really depends on how difficult you make on yourself, really. It's how you react to the situation. If you start flying off the handle, oh my God, things are just crazy, then yeah, you're going to feel out of control, right? But if you take it one step at a time, you realize, okay, well, let me do the research. Let me go talk to a real estate agent. Let me go talk to a home stager. What do I need to do to get my house ready so that I can sell it quickly, so I can get the most money for it, right? Because you may have made some changes and updated some things in the house. You're like, I really want to get my money back on all those things that I did to the house, right? And so the hardest part always is taking the emotion out of selling your house. It really is very difficult. Me, because we've moved around 10 times in 25 years, yeah, we've pretty much gotten rid of that emotional thing, I guess. I mean, yes, there's the attachment to it. Yes, it's, you know, a lovely home. We had lots of memories in it, but it's not like the memories don't come with you. You're still going to have those pictures or those things that you know, maybe that same cabinet that you had in the office is now going to go in the entryway. Whatever, everything is going to change just a little bit and things are going to be in different places, but it's okay. You start to get to the new norm after you settle in and buckle down and, you know, and get things going again, right? So when it comes to staging, yes, it's going to feel different. Yes, your home will not look like your home anymore, but that's okay. It is only temporary, right? So if a real estate agent recommends that, hey, we really need to do some staging, that can encompass a number of things. It can be, hey, we need to take down a lot of your personal photos. If you have a lot of personal photos, which I do too, I have them on my staircase, big canvas prints that I printed out of our family on our trips that we took around in Europe when we lived there. Yeah, those are coming down. Those are not going to be hung up on the wall in the staircase. And that's fine. That's okay. It could mean that your favorite chair maybe moved away from the front of the TV. I know you're probably thinking, no, that can't go. It's only temporary. It's still going with you to your next place. It's not like it's going away unless you have to sell it because you're downsizing or something. But your favorite things, I would recommend you take with you, right? So yes, it's a change. It's only temporary and you'll get back to your routine again, right? So if you need some staging help, take a look at my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com, and I can help you with staging one room, or staging a whole house, whatever you need help with. I have different kinds of service levels for what you need, and I'm actually coming up with a course called How to Stage Your Living Room without spending a ton of money. So that's coming up soon. So I'll put the link there eventually so that you can at least go to my website and look for it when I do put that out. But it's coming out within the next couple of weeks. So yeah, so if you want to learn how to do that, maybe you're a real estate agent and you're trying to learn how to do this so that you could do this on your own, this is a great thing for you, great class for you to take. It's going to be pre-recorded at your, you know, self-paced, however you want to do it, along with checklists. Of course, checklists, because I'm a checklist fiend. there's going to be ebooks, cheat sheets, layouts, diagrams, things on, you know, the best ideal layouts for the living room, color ideas, wall colors. It's going to be jam-packed with a lot of information. So you want to take a little bit at a time and digest it as you do to, you know, to learn how to stage a living room, right? So yeah, so I'm working on that. But then also, because you're going to be moving, I also have moving checklists. You know, since we've moved around 10 times in 25 years, I still can't believe that. I'm like, that's like every 2.5 years. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Although the one place that we stayed the longest in was in Virginia for 8 years. That was really weird. But that one's not normal. but everywhere else has been about 2-3 years. 3 years average. But anyway, so yeah, so that's how that worked out. But because we moved so many times, I know exactly what, you know, hey, we need to work on, you know, do we need to stay in a hotel? Do we need to move out before we can meet the moving van over? You know, cleaning quotes. Hey, we need a plumber to come over to come fix this. What's the quote for this? Are we going to rent a U-Haul van? Are we going to, you know, do this? How are we moving? Are we, you know, hiring a moving company, or is the military moving you? Things like, hey, don't forget these utilities, these records, you got to do this, this, and this. So I have multiple checklists out there, and I'll put the link in the show notes so that you don't forget a thing. You don't forget, hey, oh, by the way, go pick up the dry cleaning that you left, and you, oh, crud, yeah, I need to go get that before we move, right? Close up any, you know, accounts. Maybe you have a membership to a gym or something, right? Those types of things are in that moving checklist. Yeah. So that you don't forget and you move on. And of course you can edit it. It's all in Google Sheets or Excel. I've got them in both versions. So if you're a Mac person, definitely go for the Excel spreadsheet. Or if you like Google Sheets, then you can see it there and you can edit it. So you can change things, add things, remove things that don't apply, right? So yeah, so while yes, change can be scary, you can be set in your ways and you're in a routine, but boom, something changes. Yeah, I gotcha. I got you covered, right? So yeah, so if that's something that you need, feel free to take a look at the links in the show notes below. I'd love to help you out with moving checklists or staging help to get your house ready to sell. I'd love to help you out with that. But again, it's only temporary and you can get right back on track when you get settled into your new place. Okay? So I hope you guys learned something from this, got some action items that maybe that'll help you move forward versus just feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm out of control. Nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to do some research, take care, look at things. Same thing I'm going to do for this, you know, podcast. Now I have to go find a new podcast platform. So yeah, I'll let you guys know and see how that works out in the future episodes, okay? And oh, by the way, if you did listen to my 20 minutes, what did you do in the 20 minutes each day, the Cornstar thing, if you did that, I actually did finally post the electric keyboard that we're trying to sell, and I finally sold it. It is out of my house. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I replanted some plants. So it's actually a good thing. You know, if you can do 20 minutes of research for finding a real estate agent, a home stager, checklists, get things ready for the change that's disrupting your schedule, just take 20 minutes to breathe, think about it, look into it, and do what you need to do. But yeah, that 20 minutes has actually helped me move forward with certain things too. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I'm trying to remember what episode number that was. Let me see, 20 minutes. I'm looking it up. What can you do in 20 minutes? That was episode 287. So yeah, listen to that episode, because that 20 minutes each day will help you move forward, right? So you're not stuck and not just out of control, all right? I hope you guys have a fantastic week and we'll talk to you later.